I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Four teams are battling to reach Major League Baseball's World Series beginning next Tuesday, and both best-of-seven games divisional championship series are exciting so far. The Milwaukee Brewers are the surprise of the postseason, and after a 4-0 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series, Milwaukee starting pitcher Jolys Chacín has been waiting for this chance.
I've been waiting for this opportunity for almost 10 years, and I'm really grateful that I had a chance to pitch in the playoff, and just want to do my job. I just want to, go out and give my team a chance to win the game. It doesn't matter how many innings I pitch. Just go out, have fun, and try to enjoy. And maybe that's why I'm having good results, the first two games.
Chacín thought he might never play again after a serious back and shoulder injury 4 years ago. So now,
just enjoy this part of my career. Enjoy that I'm pitching in the playoff and we really good team, and hopefully I got a chance to be in the World Series.
While he enjoys his time on the mound, you can look up his YouTube video to learn how to pronounce his name.
My name is Jolys Chacín, and people don't know how to say my name really well. They call me Jolys.
H-O-U-L-E-Y-S.
All right. The right way to say my name is Jolys Chacín.
Behind Jolys Chacín and the other starting pitchers are Milwaukee's strong relief pitchers, making manager Craig Counsell's job of selecting the right one sometimes challenging.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the debate, That's the debate for sure. And we got Jeremy Jeffers, who's been an all-star this year and pitched huge moments for us during the season. We got a 4-run lead. I trust him to get those outs. It was the ninth inning was entertaining. But they didn't score.
Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts feels he had a solid lineup as his team loaded the bases twice in Game 3 but failed to score.
I thought we had the right guys in those moments, and we just didn't execute. I think we were 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. I definitely don't think it's the personnel. It's just a matter of when we get in those spots, we got to find a way to be productive.
In the American League, the defending World Series champion Houston Astros found themselves tied with the Boston Red Sox after losing Game 2, 7-5. Boston starting pitcher David Price was pleased with the teamwork.
Our offense, our defense, everybody rallied together. That's what we've done all year. Whenever our starters needed to be picked up, they picked us up and vice versa, so that was big.
Red Sox center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. is enjoying the camaraderie.
We're ready to compete. I think everybody is going to enjoy themselves. And we're going to just continue to take it one game at a time.
Houston manager A.J. Hinch knows his hitters have to do better.
We just couldn't find hits until the ninth inning. We found a couple walks. We had pressure on them a lot tonight, and it felt like a game where you're going to have to capitalize on more opportunities because of the nature of the game.
As Boston went on to win Game 3 for a 2-1 series lead, Hinch thinks the series will come down to good late innings pitching.
I think this series, the bullpens are going to be talked about a lot. I think there's going to, in playoff baseball, there's a lot of innings and a lot of outs that you got to get. So buckle up.
Look, I think you're seeing the new Novak. I don't need to describe him.
Novak Djokovic is tough to beat, even on the fast tennis courts in Shanghai, China. German Alexander Zverev couldn't in the semifinals, even though he is happy with how far he advanced.
This is my fifth this year out of eight, and there's one more still to come, so it's okay. It happens. I mean, I didn't lose to anyone that bad either. I mean, he's a pretty good player. I mean, his record speaks for himself.
21-year-old Borna Coric of Croatia wasn't able to beat the resurgent Serb in a 6-3, 6-4 loss in the final.
I play more similar to him. When I was a kid, I was looking up to him, and I was always trying to play like him. Yeah, I mean, I need to change a couple of things.
Djokovic claimed his fourth title in Shanghai, his fourth title this year, and his 32nd career Masters 1000 title. All those impressive numbers came with another, as he held serve in all 47 service games.
To be honest, I'm not sure whether it has happened ever, you know, that I go through a tournament without dropping. So this year, more than ever, I needed a lot of success with the first serves, and I've had plenty of success with first serves and high percentage of first serves in every match. So that, you know, brings me a lot of joy.
And Djokovic was happy with a strong close in the final.
I'm really happy with the way I held my nerves in the next game and didn't lose a point to close out the match. That's important, especially, you know, if you have these kind of situations, which can happen, that, you know, you don't capitalize on the match points, and the next game is important one mentally, you know, so I managed to hang in there.
Čorić is a rising star and ousted Roger Federer in his second straight meeting with the Swiss great.
Against that kind of players, you need something to hold on, you know, and I was holding on just to that thought that I beat him the last time.
The young Croat is finding a playing attitude that is working.
Zero pressure. I basically didn't care, you know, and that's why I think I played so good, you know, because I just said to myself, okay, I have nothing to lose. I did probably 100 times more than what I expected.
As perhaps the all-time best men's player, Federer has no complaints.
Quite honestly, I'm happy how I'm playing. Labor Cup was good. This was good week again, so I'm happy about my reaction after the US Open.
While the win was, of course, a great boost for Čorić.
It's absolutely there, you know, if not the best one, then it's in top two, top three, I'm not sure, you know.
After his comeback, including a U.S. Open win, Djokovic seems to be the best player on the court right now, as he aims to reclaim the year-end number one ranking from Spaniard Rafael Nadal.
In the last, you know, 6 months of my whole journey, psychologically mostly, what I was going through and how I had to reinvent myself and find proper formula for success. And I found it. You know, I'm just trying to hold on to it as long as I can.
It was a grind. It was a tough day, obviously, with the conditions. Didn't play well, really, today. And I'm just thankful I got myself a nice lead, really, overnight. I needed it.
Eddie Pepperell beat the rest of the field, bad British weather, and the old course at Walton Heath Golf Club to win the British Masters by 2 shots over Alexander Bjork of Sweden.
It was just a case of hanging in there all day, really. It was very, very miserable. I mean, when I said British weather yesterday, I didn't expect it to be quite so miserable.
But Pepperell did well on the greens.
There were some big putts. And a good job, because, I mean, I putted awful from 9 onwards, so, you know, literally the only chance I had of making birdies and eagles was to hole a shot, so that's what I managed to do.
All of the challenges actually took pressure off Pepperell.
Sometimes I felt confident, sometimes I didn't, and I wasn't too nervous out there. I was much more nervous yesterday, whether that was because the conditions were just so brutal, it was just a case of just trying to hit it forward.
He did okay going forward.
To have not shot an over par round this week in the conditions we've had, I think is something I'm proud of.
Bjork was happy, giving himself the best chance he could in trying to overtake Pepperell.
I'm really proud of myself, the way I fought it today. I mean, never gave up and just kept going. And I mean, it's tough in these conditions, and sometimes it can get over you and you get grumpy and you don't really like it. But I was trying to stay positive the entire day and just see the opportunities and just try to catch in the gap to Eddie all day. And I was close in the end, but not close enough.
Being runner-up means Bjork is good enough to perhaps finish on top next time.
I'm very pleased. I mean, it was just one guy beating me, and another week I'm the one who wins, so if you're up there and fighting for the victory, you always made a really good week, so I'm happy.
Pepperell had one secret weapon, playing on home soil.
I felt like the support was there. I mean, obviously, when I hole putts today, I got big cheers, and when Alex hole putts, he got a few oohs and ahs, so it was a real privilege and pleasure, really, being on the end of the cheers, and for all my family to be here, is we can all die happy.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.